USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's the final day of questioning in the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump. Defending the president's refusal to cooperate with the House investigators, Deputy White House Counsel Pat Philbin.
The president is not the first innocent defendant who decided not to waive his right.
Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff.
What we have seen over the last couple of days is a descent into constitutional madness.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is still pushing to allow former security advisor John Bolton as a witness.
My gut tells me we're making progress, and I certainly am hopeful.
The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus a global health emergency. Russia, Mongolia, and North Korea are all closing their borders with China to stop the spread of the virus that's killed at least 170 people and infected thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S. authorities have uncovered the longest underground smuggling tunnel they've ever found in the Southwest that runs between the U.S. and Mexico. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the tunnel stretched for nearly a mile from the Tijuana airport to Greater San Diego. It was found this week by Border Patrol agents and other authorities and spans 4,309 feet in length. No arrests or seizures were made, but officials said the tunnel had been operational. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released in its annual report the first increase in life expectancy in the country in 4 years. Reported deaths from cancer and overdoses gone down. White House Advisor Kellyanne Conway.
4.1% overdose death decline overall in our nation, and that is the first time in 29 years, nearly three decades. But in some of the hardest hit states, we're off a peak of over 20%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Russian airstrikes in residential areas of battle-scarred northwestern Syria killed nearly a dozen civilians late Wednesday after bombs destroyed a hospital. The Syria Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, said the attacks in Idlib's Araya district injured 50 others. The hospital is no longer operational following the strike, which Turkish officials say broke ceasefire rules that designate Idlib province a safe de-escalation zone. The White Helmet said 11 innocent civilians, including children, were retrieved from the rubble after midnight, and 50 people were rescued alive. Life expectancy in the U.S. is up for the first time in 4 years. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in its annual report saying that life expectancy has risen by 1 month over last year for two big reasons.
And that was primarily due to a decline in drug overdose deaths, declines in cancer deaths.
That's the CDC's Robert Anderson, the report reversing at least temporarily a recent trend that's shown Americans living shorter lives. These latest calculations mean on average an infant born this year can expect to live about 78 years and 8 months. The average for males, though, is 76 years 2 months, and for women it's 81 years and 1 month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.